I got I have three harmonicas in my house, none of which I can play.
Suck and blow.
Well, seems so easy.
I think I met her before.
It's like banging on, stop it. It's like banging on the keys of your piano and saying you can play piano. It's not exactly the same
thing.
You're
a piano owner.
Yes, exactly. Let's go to the Stinky's Rock and Roll Chicken Check Hotline. The athletic director of the University of Central Arkansas, who has, well, one of many loads off of his cart right now. And his mind. Dr. Brad Tigg joining us.
Hello, Justin.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm really well.
You're doing better now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, one down, one to go, and many other things to worry about. But hey, you know, didn't want to carry this through the holiday season, I assume.
No, really, anytime you can make a quick hire, I think it's best for everybody involved. Certainly, we're very pleased with who we have coming to UCA. It's a man that's been as successful a coach as I've ever seen. And the recruiting contacts he has, where he's been, and the type of talent he can bring in here, and the good young man, we are setting ourselves up for success.
We're talking about Steve Campbell. We mentioned him earlier, 47-year-old, led Delta State to a Division II national championship. He has been very successful in the junior college ranks as well. You obviously have some familiarity with him, with your connections back there, I assume?
I do, although we did not work together.
Okay.
So he was 3 years at Delta State, and in his second year at Delta State had never won a playoff game. And in his second year, he takes them to the national championship, beating North Dakota State in the semifinals, which sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it, Justin?
Yeah, well, it's fun when you win.
North Dakota State had won six national championships at that point. So, you know, and obviously they're doing pretty
they're
well
doing okay now, yeah.
In the FCS. But he's never had a losing record in all of his head coaching career. 10 straight seasons at a place that had only three winning seasons in 20 years before he got there. Now 10 straight. It's just amazing. When you think about Mississippi JUCOs, there's 14 junior colleges in Mississippi who play football, and he's been the best one for 10 straight years at a school that hadn't been very good, and then the type of talent that he sends out. I mean, obviously Terrence Cody from Alabama, Tremaine Brock from Minnesota, who's with the 49ers, both played in the Super Bowl last year. He's got more NFL guys than our whole conference has, so it's pretty neat. And then when you think about the type of talent we've had at UCA from Mississippi Junior Colleges, just a few names, Jacob Ford, recognize him, Larry Hart, Marquez Branson, Jeremy Pittman, Tristan Jackson, all these guys are NFL folks or CFL folks. That's just the type of recruiting he's going to do. And then just imagine if he's the best Mississippi JUCO, and then all of us in Division I are recruiting the Mississippi JUCOs, especially the SEC, just imagine all the coaches in the SEC who know Steve Campbell and can help Steve Campbell. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
The success that you all have had at UCA, the facilities, the community in Conway, you have a lot to sell. I assume that there was no shortage of candidates for this job.
Well, that's right, and our UCA family ought to be very, very proud. You know, people want to be here, and a lot of it has to do not just with the status of UCA, but Conway is a great place to live, and it's just an easy sell. Just imagine recruiting student-athletes here. It's just an easy sell, so coaches want to be here as well, and we're getting the same kind of feedback for men's basketball. It's a lot of fun to see, and our family ought to be proud, and Steve Campbell was just at the top of the list. I mean, he was the guy that we saw and our committee interviewed that we felt like would be a good person, but then would also win and win quickly and win a lot, so we're excited.
What were the some of the things you looked at? What were factors that you had play into your decision?
You know, first and foremost, we want a good person who cares about the student athletes and his other coaches first and foremost, and then someone who has a proven record of winning, and then certainly someone that can bring in not just athletic talent, but somebody who's going to bring in good students who can be successful in Division I and will graduate. And so all of our candidates scored very highly in all areas, and we just felt like Steve Campbell had the plan and had the pedigree and had done it. He's won three national championships as a player in Division II in junior college, so we're ready for the FCS national championship.
I will ask this, sort of a personal note, too, having an opportunity to work closely with the program. Looking forward to getting to know Coach Campbell, but also curious about the rest of the staff. I'm assuming all of those decisions have not been made yet, but what's his timeline, do you know, for setting his staff and moving forward? I'm assuming recruiting is an immediate thing for him.
Absolutely. Recruiting is the priority, but also you got to have a staff in here to be able to recruit well. So certainly that's a priority for him, and our previous staff, Coach Conk offered many to go with him, and certainly many have. So we have a few that are still here that I'm sure will be interviewed by Coach Campbell, and then he'll assemble from all his contacts and the many places he's been. You know, remember, he coached at Auburn, he coached at Nichols, he coached at Middle Tennessee State, he coached at Mississippi State, and then he's been at the community college now for 10 years. And the 10 years he was there, he never had a losing season, and every year he's been named or has been in the name and running and been offered jobs at Division I programs as assistants at Division I programs, and it just never was right timing. A part of that was family, and part of that was just a good fit for him, and now everything's in good timing and good shape, and he's coming to UCA.
I guess the departure by Coach Conk was a surprise to me, and I'm somebody who is, you know, not only a guy that's worked with him for 10 years, but also knows him personally, so that was out of left field. How caught off guard were you by that, and I guess any thoughts on the move for him?
You know, I was caught off guard, sure, but when you think about it, he was here 14 years, and he gave 14 great years to UCA, and you don't see many coaches who stay that long anymore, so I really don't fault him, and I can't blame him, and I'm proud for him. And I wish the best for him. And sometimes change is good. And we've got a new coach. We're going to move on, and SFA will move on. And I want him to win every game he can, just not when he plays UCA.
That's what I told him. I hope he goes 11-1. So, well, listen, we appreciate the time very much. I know you got some other commitments, and I am hoping we can get Coach Campbell on in the very near future. Officially going to be introduced on Friday at 1:00. I understand.
Correct.
Okay, very good.
We'll get him on today or tomorrow, whatever works.
Yeah, I'd love to get him on today, maybe the next hour if we can.
Okay, sounds good.
Very good. Dr. Teague, appreciate you very much. Congratulations.
Bye.
Thank you. That is Brad Teague, the athletic director at the University of Central Arkansas. We will talk to Steve Campbell in the next hour, get his thoughts on coming to Conway, how that came about, what his interest is, and as we mentioned, he has been courted by other Southland Conference.